After nearly 10 years of bringing the best of Czech live performance to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the Czech Centre in London worked to create a wider programme bringing a whole season of exhibitions and live art to two cities in Scotland. I spoke to the director of the Czech Centre in London, Teresa Porybna, about the events being staged within the Czech season in Scotland.
The Czech season in Scotland is a series of events which we are organizing from July till November in Edinburgh and Glasgow with multiple partners. The reason being is that every August we travel to the Fringe in Edinburgh, and we have made so many contacts and friends that we decided it would be a shame not to explore other elements of art or cultural events. So aside from dance and performing arts, this year we are doing music, visual arts, sound and light design, and literature.
How do you select the ensembles that are going?
For the Edinburgh Fringe, it's a combination of basically who is available, who gets the funding, and who has a piece that works within an international context. So what's important is that these are already professional companies who are used to touring, who are able to adapt to the quite difficult conditions that you have at the Fringe. For example, you only have 30 minutes to change the set between individual performances. You perform every day. It's hard work. So one condition is that they are ready, they are experienced. The other condition is they have a show that communicates on an international level. And the third condition is that somehow we managed to get the funding.
You're also known to support cutting-edge avant-garde artists that are very successful in Britain.
Yes. Well, for example, in 2013, we selected Spitfire Company to be part of the showcase, which back then wasn't, you know, that well known internationally, and they succeeded. They got the Herald Angel for their show One Step Before the Fall. They toured the world with it because of invitations they got from the Fringe, and basically it made their name. So we also take risks, of course, if we feel strongly about the piece or the artist. We are presenting the work of Markéta Otová, for example, who, you know, is a very super talented Czech photographer, but also definitely not working in the mainstream of visual arts.
If we look at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, what are you presenting this year? Could you just highlight one or two of the ensembles and the theme that they'll be coming with?
Perhaps it's important to mention that we have one ensemble that's there for the first time for 120 people. They are coming with an older piece called Wind Up, but it's a stunning show, also quite technically challenging. And we've been wanting to work with them for many years, so now it finally happened, and we're really happy that they are coming. I'm looking forward to seeing Spitfire again. I love their performance One Step Before the Fall that I mentioned before, and I'm looking forward to seeing The Narrator. And I think Dot 504 with their...
We should say that's about Muhammad Ali, from boxer to a sufferer of Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful and moving piece inspired by the life of Muhammad Ali. The sort of short synopsis of the film is float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, your heart can't hurt what eyes can't see. And it sort of shows the fragility of the fighter, but also the will to continue the fight. And it's a very empowering performance. What I like about it is that the role of the fighter is performed by a woman who's very fragile, Markéta Vacovská, who's an incredible, incredible dancer, a beautiful woman, and so strong in what she becomes through this piece, starting as somebody fighting but failing and coming up again. It's a mesmerizing performance, which I think also resonates with this British mentality, because they are also fighters, the Brits, and, you know, they keep on going no matter what.
And how is Czech dance and sound and light art received in Great Britain, in Scotland? What's the interest like?
Well, for dance, we have already established the interest, so people are aware of interesting or good things coming from the Czech Republic. People are looking forward to the Czech showcase. Already now they are, you know, calling us and asking what's happening. For the others, we don't know because we have never worked in Scotland on that level. So I don't know what will happen, but what is comforting for us that we have selected these pieces in cooperation with the directors of the festivals or with local curators. So it's also their gaze at Czech art that is represented. It's not just us picking what we like, but it's really a result of a partnership and a dialogue, and the fact that a director of a Scottish festival picks two Czech performances, that's something already.
And the Czech season in Scotland, is it taking place in several cities? Where can people see it?
It's in two cities, in Edinburgh and Glasgow.
And basically it's spread out throughout throughout the rest of the year, almost until the end of November.
Yes, yes. It starts with a jazz concert at the Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival. We're bringing Fragile Bliss, which is a beautiful musical project created by Michal Nejtek and Tomáš Liška, excellent musicians who just put together this beautiful record. That's where we start in Edinburgh. There's also the touring Poetry Periscope, which presents contemporary poetry through a sound installation piece. And then we have The Fringe with six performances. And then we are moving to Glasgow, where we start in September with three photography exhibitions by Markéta Otová, Alexandra White and Radek Brousil. And the big season finale is at the Sonica Festival, also in Glasgow, which starts in November, and which presents these two site-specific sound light installations, one in a planetarium in Glasgow and one in an old church.
If you were to say which of these is your personal favourite, you know, name an event that people shouldn't miss that's absolutely fabulous and worth going to.
Well, I think Archifon is quite an interesting project because it combines visual art and music and it's interactive. Basically, it's a music installation in a church where you can sort of create your own musical composition by pointing lasers at certain points in the church which resonate. So I think that's a unique experience and we are super proud that we can show that work in Glasgow.
That is Apo Rybná, director of the Czech Centre in London, with details about the Czech season in Scotland. And now let's just hear from some of the participants at this year's Fringe. Ondřej Geče represents the Lenka Wagnerová company.
We will attend this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival with the performance called Gossip. So it pretty much says it all from the title. It's a very actual topic that is... it's mainly focused on gossiping, blather, and all the words that can damage the others without actually touching them. So it's a very actual topic. We already premiered it in Leeds, and with a huge success, so we have really big expectations from Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
And you said there was a big debate around it.
Yes, of course.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I haven't been present at the discussion, but Lenka Wagnerová came back from England and she was fairly surprised how well it was received and how active this topic is in between young people and in Britain as well, because gossiping is present in every discussion that we daily do, and it's more than 80% of what we are talking about in the end. And Lenka Wagnerová and her vocabulary of movement is very explicit and shows the gossip in its very bare momentum, very dynamic, very physical. But yet there is also a spoken part of the performance that exemplifies how gossip is made and what damage it can do.
You can see this impressive dance show between August the 10th and 15th. And now here's Barbora Čermáková from 420 People.
So I'm actually representing a contemporary dance company, 420 People, which is currently celebrating its 10th year of existence. So we're kind of in a jubilee season. And I think it's a great gift that we're giving to ourselves, our presentation at Fringe. It's a big thing coming, and it's for the first time that we're going there. And the piece that we are bringing is called Wind Up. And it's quite old, actually, but I don't think it really matters in the negative sense of the word, because it's time-proven. It's a sextet of pure dance, contemporary dance, very well choreographed. It's received some important positive critiques, and it's also been presented at festivals around Europe since its creation, which was in 2012. So we're happy and proud to be able to bring it to Fringe, and we hope to be able to compete with the other 2,999 shows that are coming.
40 people will perform between August the 10th and 19th at the Edinburgh Fringe. And for more information on what's showing, not just at the Fringe, but the Czech season in Scotland, do check out the webpage of the Czech Centre in London.